Okay.
This is Tracy Peruski interviewing Gladys Short at Chesaning Rest Home, January 22nd, 1989. So, were you in the were you in World War II?
I was living in World War II, but I wasn't in it. I mean, I lived in Salem. And I had two children to home that time. Yeah. My two boys had joined the service. And one girl was had an apartment of her own.
So your children were in the service?
Two boys. Mm-hmm. One in the Air Corps, and one in the Army.
Were they shipped out to battle, or do you know?
You mean in... You mean in the fighting? Mm-hmm. Well, yes. My son, my oldest son that was in the Army, he was over in the islands, and, they were fighting over there, Japanese was.
By Pearl Harbor?
Yes. And some of the other islands around there. And my other son was in the Air Corps. And he was going from the States here into the islands, back and forth. No, I can't tell you what it was. It was all secret to them. Mm-hmm. It was missions that they were on. I can't tell you too much about that.
How did you feel knowing your sons were out in the
I felt terrible.
Were you lonely?
Well, my oldest son was married. My son that was in the Air Corps, he wasn't married, but he got married while he was in the Air Corps. And, no, I can't say that I was lonely. Just kept wondering.
Did they write you?
Yes. I had a husband that time and two children.
Was he with you, your husband?
Yes. Yeah, between 41 and 44, was speaking about.
Were your sons, do you know, in... Were they in the war at the beginning of the fight?
My son that joined the Air Corps was, because he had joined before. Yes, he was.
And was your other son?
He was drafted.
Oh.
He was married, but he was drafted. He lived in Ohio.
So he came back home?
He came back safe.
Did your other son too?
Yes, they both came back safe.
Were you very happy? And
very happy.
Proud?
Mm-hmm.
While they were out in World War II, were you going through trouble at home? Like, was there lots of news of bombings and stuff?
Didn't get too much news then. Had a radio, didn't have a TV. and you didn't get too much news.
Did your sons ever go farther than Hawaii, around there?
Yes, my son that was in the Air Corps was flying all over the islands, Midway. And my son that was in the Army, he was going from one island to another. Leyte, no.
When your sons wrote you, what?
They didn't write very much.
Oh.
They were both married, you know.
Did
so they didn't write to me very much.
Oh, you wrote his mom and his wife.
Yes, both of them wrote to their wife. But you couldn't write too much, you know. See, that would be all censored. One thing I can tell you, we had ration books.
What were those?
Well, they tore out, if you wanted 5 pounds of sugar,
mm-hmm.
It was rations, you know, so they tore out stamps from your book, different food, and they tore out stamps from your book, like if you bought meat, sugar, flour, they tore out stamps. The gasoline was rationed. Yeah, stamps for that. Everything was rationed at that time. And there were Victory Gardens. That's, if you had a space, you had to plant something because there was a shortage of food. And sometimes, they would rent out a Victory Garden to someone else that would work on it. Because you grew as much food as you could. And some vegetables.
The food you ate, you grew?
No, that was a ration because people were growing it.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a space, you had a garden.
Tell me what you remember about the first atom bomb in 1945.
Not too much. I know it was used in Hiroshima, and that's all I could tell you about that.
Did it scare you, knowing
they had... Well, knowing that there was such a thing, yes, because any other country could have it, which they have now, and it could be very destructive, which it is.
Were your sons proud for what... the cause they went out to fight for, do you know?
I wouldn't know if they were or not, because they were just doing what they had to do. The one that had been drafted was just doing what he had to do, and the one that had volunteered to go before, he was just obeying orders, that's all. But I imagine I never asked him if they was proud. I was proud to know that they had did that.
How did the family feel that while they were gone? Did you ever...
People were very disturbed. Just worried all the time.
Did you ever receive letters or phone calls? letters saying...
Not so much, because I say they were married and...
Did you ever receive letters saying they may have been missing in action?
No.
Were your sons ever injured?
No.
Do you know what kind of entertainment they may have received?
Well, I imagine they was at the PX. I imagine that they never told me anything like that. I don't think they'd tell their wife.
Well, is there anything you'd like to say anymore?
There's nothing more I can say, honey. Like I said, I have forgotten about it. I know we had Victory Gardens, and I know we had ration stamps. Our stockings is what they call lisle.
Lisle?
It's a material that between rayon and a cotton.
What do you use it for?
Wear stockings.
Yeah. Was there any other special things that you might have used them for? I've heard stories, you know.
About stockings?
Uh-huh. I don't know.
No. If I needed them, I guess I bought them. I can't even remember that part.
Do you miss the 1940s and stuff?
Do I what?
Do you miss back then, the past, being there?
No, I don't. Okay.
Did it bring hardship and you're just glad it's over with?
I was glad it was over with. Very glad it was over with.
Thank you for your time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Yeah. Okay. My husband entered the World War II in 1940. He was with the Seabees. And he spent most of the years in the South Pacific and the Middle Ocean Islands. He was wounded, so he was in the area, and he told many times that they were using the flamethrowers to throw it to. They were supposed to use them only for throwing in caves. That's his right? And he said they used to use them to cook with the warm coffee on. And he said that it was terribly cold in the oceans. And when he was in the South Pacific, he had something very funny happen. There was a man came in with the mail, and he told father he had some mail. Father was so happy that it was from the United States government saying he didn't pay his income tax in the previous year. And he said the ship was the safest place he felt. Just love your ship. He always had confidence. He always felt that the ship kept him safe. And he said some very funny things happened afterwards. But there was one movie that they started showing. Every time they started showing, there was always a cargo alert.
There's what?
Everybody had floaties on the station.
Oh.
So he never did see the movie the rest of it.
Oh.
That's another thing, isn't it? He spent most of his time in there. South Pacific town.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. He hated to talk about it. He had marine training. And whenever he saw a movie about World War II, he knew exactly what they were going to do next. He said, now they're going to storm the island. They're coming up and everything's like this. But he never had yet to discuss it.
Did he ever get injured?
Yes. He had a wound on his leg that never healed.
Oh.
He was 75 when he died. That had never healed.
Did it impair his walking?
Sometimes it did. And he had a scurrial scar on his face.
Do you know what from?
Shrapnel. I don't know anything else I can think.
Did he write you letters?
Yes.
Did you write him back?
Mm-hmm.
Were you happy to receive them?
Oh, I was delighted. Of course I was.
Was there any time maybe that you received some letter saying he was missing in action or anything?
No.
No? Motorcycles.
There were three men who were together through the whole war. And he and these two men were pals. And we used to go see them every summer. Well, we kept in contact, let's put it that way. And they never talked about the war except in what they had to eat. They had sea rations sometimes for a long period of time.
Ooh.
And he didn't like that. But those three men were right together. I don't know. I know that one of them was living, but I don't know what the other. When he died in 1984, I sent him notice of his death. I said, clippings. He was in the construction area. Built big sheds to store things. And he left them, naturally. And he saw his machinery. It was never used. It was left right there to rest.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What were they doing?
Was he to be on ships or artillery or what?
The Seabees were most stationed on ships, but they landed in various places and put buildings up to live in. Or store things.
Then they mostly ate seafood?
Sea rations.
Sea rations?
Mm-hmm.
Were those fish and all that?
No, it was spam and things like that. He told me never to serve spam on the table. I never did.
Did he say where he slept?
Well, when they were out in combat, he slept on the ground in the rags, sleeping bags. When they were in the ships, they had bunks left.
Bunks.
And you always kept a uniform.
You always had one uniform on?
At home?
No, they always had one on.
Sometimes they were work clothes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he had to go in the Navy. He was on the head grades.
He was in the Navy?
Lots of branches of the Navy. Mm-hmm. Seabees.
Do you know how many years or months he might have been out in the war?
We got right into it, I know. We had some training, marine training.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you mean natural combat?
How long was he out fighting?
4 years.
4 years?
Well, yeah, we had some training. He spent 4 years in the Sioux. But they left right away for a time of training. They were trained.
Yeah.
And he was trained in Chicago. He was back to the Navy.
Your grandson is?
What?
What did you say?
So he was in Chicago. There was a ranch training room right there.
Oh.
So he was seeing the sailors training. He's had marine training.
When he came back after the 4 years, were you very happy and proud to see him?
Well, I was proud. He was not happy because he was so nervous.
To see you?
No. To be the law was really hard on him.
Oh, yeah.
Very difficult. And he couldn't sleep nights because he had seen some of his best friends get killed. And he wanted to get out and go for the ride. He was terribly nervous. But he overcame it. Once in a while, he'd have a... About once a year, he'd get an attack in the area. Because he'd had it 3 times. If you do right, have it first to the right. And the attack would be, you know, break out. Sweat and check chills. Toward the last year, I don't remember, it was very severe.
What effect did that have on you?
Well, I was quite disturbed. He couldn't donate blood to anybody because he had the germ in his system.
Did he overcome it after a while?
Oh, yes. Of course, he never really overcame it. I think he was nervous to start with. A little bit.
So you were a teacher?
Yes. 43 years.
43 years? You proud and happy with the job you had?
Yes. I loved it.
Well, that's about all.
I don't know if I can tell you anything interesting.
Oh, yes. The cute
stories. There's humor in it.
Yes.
Now I've been getting a lot of from the United States government. You couldn't stop without your income tax.
Okay.
Says, report immediately to the nearest headquarters. He said, I wish I could. He wrote around the paper. I wish I could. He was in the South Pacific. They had his flame. That was the mail he got.
Oh.
A black from that.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I can't think of anything. I know we didn't discuss it. He said we did what we had to do. And he never wanted to carry a gun. He never wanted to go hunting, pick up a gun alone. He had the 22, which he used to kill some wild animal. He kept his gun. And a gun, let's say, that wasn't a combat gun. But he never could do, shoot anything. I mean, hurt anything.
Right.
When we had a dog like puppies, and they died.
Oh.
And he said, well, at least if we can do this. And
thank you. You've helped me a lot.
I hope so.